Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello everybody, good morning and welcome to the United Stand. This is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news. We're going to be talking about Solskjaer's transfer wish list. I think there's enough information out there now to sort of see what the plan is for Manchester United, whether the club can deliver. You could be quite positive about. There's also reason to be quite negative in relation to what we might be looking at as a centre-back. But we do have a match today against Liverpool. It's a big game. Liverpool need to win it. With Chelsea losing last night, it opens the door to them. So I think we've got a very interesting game tonight if it goes ahead. Club determined to get it to go ahead. Secret strategies and plans and a closed shop as they try to strategize how they're going to actually get to the game and get it played. United fan protest. Let's see what happens. You know, last time it was very impactful. Let's see what happens this time. United certainly feel that they're prepared. Let's see what happens on that. You know, no comments further about that at the moment. We'll see what happens. Also, just want to say that in relation to the match tonight, I think that United, you know, it's going to be very interesting how we deal without Harry Maguire. I think he's had a bit of stick this season, but I think he's a very important player for us. And how we defend, look, maybe we'll defend better. Maybe we'll defend worse. We'll see. But talking about transfers, Solskjaer's transfer wish list. I'm going to start off with, centre-backs is what we're going to talk about, because there's about six centre-backs that have been mentioned by Sky and some other outlets as well. But first of all, a story coming out this morning about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer still prioritising a striker. Not this summer now that Cavani's staying, but still very much key to Solskjaer's long-term plan. Now, I don't like long-term plans because I think, you know, if Solskjaer's planning next summer already, that would mean he's going to be here for nearly 4 or 5 years. And, you know, you should always be judged on results and the now. And as we've seen with United over the last decade, this future planning hasn't actually delivered any titles for us. So I'm not a big fan of future planning. However, I do agree that you can say, if everything goes well, next summer we'll buy a striker because we've got Cavani for another year. So I think United have given themselves some breathing space. And that's not a bad thing when you've got players of the quality of Greenwood. I still think Martial's got a lot to offer. Rashford can play there. But more importantly, you've got Cavani for another year. But we know Cavani's going to be gone in a year. So we have got a bit of time now. And of course, Erling Haaland has got a release clause of £65 million next summer. Now, I don't think we can win that, but there will be strikers available. So yeah, that's very, very interesting. Lots of people saying Eid Mubarak. I'm more than happy to say that. Obviously, Eid Mubarak, everyone, says Subbu Adhikari. It's not my religion, as many people will know. And I, you know, I always feel a bit awkward when I say it because I don't want to say it wrong. But I know, obviously, I'm not totally ignorant about this. And look, I don't class myself as a religious person, really, anyway. So I went to a Church of England school when I was growing up, but that was out of that wasn't out of choice. But I know I find the fasting thing fascinating from somebody who is not of that religion, and I think that the discipline and you know, to do that for such a long period of time is absolutely fantastic. So enjoy your celebrations today, and I hope you have a good day. And I hope, from a football fan's perspective, I hope Manchester United can deliver for Manchester United fans tonight. It's a big game. Continuing what I was saying though, so yeah, I think United's still prioritising a striker, but for next summer. And look, I don't agree with it, but there was a lot of information out there that Manchester United were going to look at buying a striker this summer and spending significant money on a striker. Now Cavani's staying, they're not going to do that. So the significant spend appears to be now moving towards a Jadon Sancho, because United, basically what United want to do is they know they've got to spend money because the Glazers are under pressure, but they want to spend as little money as possible. They've not gone in the boardroom and said, right, we've messed up big time, let's go and spend a load of money on the first team to make it win the title next year. That's not going to be the conversation. The conversation will be, how much do you think we need to spend to get the fans back inside? Because we want to spend as little as possible. And they may well think, well, if we can keep Paul Pogba and we can get Jadon Sancho, that'll be enough. We need a centre-back and a midfielder. Forget about it. You're not getting it. And that may be what's going to happen. Because there's a story coming out from Stretti News, actually, from Leah, who writes for them, basically saying that Manchester United will be looking at a centre-back, but the likelihood is that it could be a cheap centre-back so that they can buy an expensive attacker. So you could end up with Sancho and Tyrone Mings, or Sancho and Ben White, something like that. And that's unambitious, isn't it, at the end of the day? And that's what we have to swallow from the Glazers. Actions speak louder than words. We spoke about this last week, and the Glazers need to deliver properly. For me, Jadon Sancho, Varane and Declan Rice isn't enough anyway. But it's a start. Don't just go and get Sancho and go, there you go. Because if people fall for that, if you go and buy a Sancho shirt and they don't bring anybody else in, what are you doing? I mean, I don't know what you're doing anyway, buying a United shirt this summer. But seriously, that would just be being mugged off. They've got to, if they're serious at all, they've got to spend heavily on the stadium. They've got to spend heavily on the squad. Because Solskjaer's right what he said yesterday. This team with Jadon Sancho in it might be slightly better, but it ain't going to close the gap on City. Hey, Mark, do you think we should try to buy Kane this summer? And also, thank you for your vids. I have autism and I'm depressed, and your vids help me, says Harry Sinclair. Thanks, Harry. Well, I hope you're seeking help more than my videos, because that's very important that you talk and speak to people about how you're feeling. And we won't be signing Harry Kane this summer, Harry, because we won't be signing a striker this summer. Maybe next summer. You've said in the past that if Ollie doesn't buy a CDM, you'll be Ollie out. We all know Ollie has no control over what position he's going to get bought, says Japan. And can't believe I'm seeing people on social media being worried that the Glazers selling the club might hinder Ollie's projects, says Andre. Not fussed about that either, Andre. I would agree with you. So what it appears to be Solskjaer's transfer wish list now is that Sancho will now become the priority, a centre-back and potentially a midfielder. But this is becoming quite clear now that we're not going for a striker this summer. Sancho will be the player that we really, really want, whether we can deliver it or not. I mean, apparently Sancho wants the move, so we'll see what happens there. And if we pay 80 million, we will get him. And I think 80 million for Sancho, 100 and something million last summer would have been a bit much. But I think 80 million, 75 million, I think that's a fair deal for everybody. And I think United will probably bite on that. The sad thing about signing Sancho is that if that's it, and it probably will be it. And this is where it doesn't sit right with me. I like Sancho. I really do like Sancho. But I'm going to say something now that maybe is a little bit surprising. If we spend £80 million on Sancho, how the hell are we buying a top-class CDM and centre-back? And that's the reality, isn't it? Because we're not going to spend north of £100 million, really. Let's be honest. This club will hide behind everything they can. Mainly, they'll hide behind wanting to put money into the Glazers' pocket. They'll hide behind COVID. They'll hide behind having no fans in the ground. They're going to hide behind the fact that nobody can spend big, even though Chelsea probably will again. If we spend £75 million on Sancho, to me, it is just a fan service signing to sell shirts and make people be quiet. And actually, if you really are a football fan of Manchester United and you think that Jadon Sancho is what we need, then I'm sorry, you've not been watching us all this season. We are crying out for a fast centre-back and we are crying out for a very good CDM. We are not going to get those two players if we buy Jadon Sancho. So I like Sancho. You know, he excites me as a footballer. He's very, very, very suitable for what we need at United. But if we're honest, and we're really honest, spending the vast amount of our transfer budget on Jadon Sancho isn't a very good football decision. It's a business decision again, isn't it? Oh, look at it. Look at what Sancho can do. Did you see his step over on the touchline that didn't lead to a goal? Did you see his cross that Cavani's headed in, but we scored those goals last year? I just don't think it's going to... Football is a team game. We've got a huge issue in the midfield and we've got a huge issue at centre-back. And we're going to go and buy a right winger. Now, look, I do really like Sancho. It's not that I don't want to buy him. I'm just thinking about the team. And many people are right. Like, Amad Diallo looks ready to me. Like, if I think back to the years gone by, when we had Ryan Giggs at 17 coming through, did we go and buy a 21-year-old for a lot of money to play on the wing instead of him? So, are we going to build a team, or are we trying to just, you know, let the Glazers off? And it just feels to me like, and I want Sancho. I do want Sancho. It's not that I don't want him, but he's not my priority. My priority is a centre-back, a CDM, and then Sancho. But it looks like United are going Sancho, and then if we've got a little bit left, we'll get Ben White or something like that, and we'll just stick with the midfield we've got, which is a dead midfield. So, you know, sometimes you've got to be honest about what you think. It's only my opinion. People have a different opinion to me. And I do like Sancho, I really do. You know, remember last summer, I think he'd be a revelation at United, but he's not going to be a revelation in the midfield, and he's not going to be a revelation at centre back, which is where this team desperately has holes in it. How does Salah and Martial have the same wages? Shows our board's incompetence in terms of negotiations, says Subbo. Depends what players we sell. If we sell Lingard and get some wages, there is a couple of players to go, but I agree, centre back and CDM are needed, says Reese Hackney. Well, yeah, I mean, look, the reality is, I am talking about, I can't see us buying Sancho. And I mean, look, to be honest with you, imagine we got Sancho and Varane. Very good two signings, but the midfield is still shit. Because you haven't got a CDM that allows you to pull Van der Beek or Pogba into the midfield. You're going to have to keep picking McFred next year because we haven't got a CDM. Talking about centre-backs, Omar's just mentioned a name there that you may be aware of and United getting linked to. Sky Sports have linked us to three centre-backs, which actually are a little bit different. Just reminds me, actually, I've just looked at myself in the video and I can see I'm wearing a hoodie. You might have seen yesterday that we've launched a new T-shirt. I can also tell you that today we are launching something else as well. We're launching... let me just see. Come on. It's always when you're live, you have a problem with it. There you go. So we've got our new mugs that you can get through the link in the video description. We've got loads of T-shirts that have been coming out over the while. But yesterday we launched the T-shirt, Just Give It. We've now got, I'm pleased to say, we've wanted to get these out for a while, hoodies as well. Mine will be coming soon, but as you can see there, we've got it in red and blue, green, yellow. The black one's nice. And I actually quite like the white one. I just don't think it would suit me, but I do quite like the white one. Very, very nice. There you go. Links in the video description for those. And as I said, there's quite a range of stuff that we've got now. T-shirts, mugs, all sorts of stuff. Check it out. Link in the video description for that. Very excited to have the hoodies, though. Very, very excited to have the hoodies. Let me come back to the live chat. So, centre-backs. Sky Sports have linked us to three centre-backs. Now, as I said before, there's another story which I've already spoken about that United will go for a cheap centre-back because they are looking at... spending most of their money on a winger. Sky Sports are saying that Manchester United are looking at Botman, who is in the French league, Christian Romero, who we'll talk about in a minute, and obviously Jules Koundé, which is a player I think we'd all like to look at. Now, Romero's quite interesting. Argentinian centre-back. I think he's on loan from Juve, currently at Atalanta, with him apparently going to Atalanta. I mean, this is quite interesting because we've never been linked to him before. 23-year-old, Argentinian, right-footed... I mean, I can't pretend that I've seen loads of him this season. But I don't think, again, is this a cheap centre-back that United are looking at? Koundé won't be cheap. I mean, for me, it's Varane, Koundé. They're the two I want. There's talk of Torres, but apparently Torres is looking to go to Real Madrid. So, you know, what we've got to realise is that there may well be money to spend this summer, but United could have 300 million and still buy a load of shit. Like, we have spent hundreds of millions of pounds in the last decade. And we could have spent a lot more under the Glazers. The problem with the Glazers is that when they do spend money, they let clowns go and spend it. And that's the problem with United this summer, is that even if the Glazers open up their purse strings and say, go and spend it, who are the clowns spending it? So we could spend a lot of money on the wrong sort of players. So we'll have to wait and see with that one. There are rumours of West Ham also wanting Matic and Jones along with Lingard. There is no way we should come out of those deals without Rice, says George Vargas. If anyone buys Phil Jones, they deserve a bravery medal. Neve, welcome to the Members Club. Thank you very much. Or a stupidity medal. I just would not go anywhere near Phil Jones because he's just never fit, is he? Sporting authorities are set to review papers that would allow for the creation of investment funds to enable supporters to purchase clubs should owners wish to sell or if there is a crisis. A consortium could come in and borrow money from a body like that and then repay it over the years of ownership. Okay. Also, concern about the sponsors only goes so far and not to any kind of exit. It isn't so much worry about the financial plan collapsing, but what has always concerned the Glazers, the pennies and minimal differences to the bottom line. A number of industry figures believe that the Glazers are now prepared to cash in, that they'll sell for the right offer, though the overall view among figures in the industry is mixed. One figure from the top of English football: the Glazers really don't want another protest. They think it will happen, though, and know that targeting Liverpool games now and in the future is a big thing. We'll just have to see what happens tonight with that. I think we'll have to just wait and see what happens with that. I mean, we have been, I just want to, just a different story that, I mean, look, it might be absolutely nothing. It was in Sport Witness. Mauro Arambari, who's playing for Getafe, and he's 25 and he's Uruguayan, and he's, you know, he's, he reminds me sort of Torreira, and maybe that's because of, you know, similar sort of position. But I don't know. I mean, I'll sort of grab on to any midfielder that's a CDM that we might be interested in. And Arambari, if you know anything about him at Getafe, fair play. But I'll grab on to any news that we might be looking at a CDM, because I just think it's so important for United to do it. And I think we'll see it again tonight. You know, how are we going to get hold of that Manchester? How are we going to get hold of that midfield against Liverpool when we're going to be playing McFred? And look, at some point, they've got to have a good game. And I hope tonight we're saying they were brilliant. But consistently, are they the two midfielders that are going to take Man United to a title? Of course they're not. And until Solskjaer starts looking at that, we're such a better team when we've got a holding midfielder. And we saw that for 45 minutes with Matic the other night. It's just a shame Matic is 39 instead of 29. But, you know, he's not 39, I know. But you know what I mean. Also, Heaton, there's talk of Heaton coming to Manchester United as the goalkeeper. Man United definitely putting it out there that they're we're certainly being linked to a lot of goalkeepers at the moment. And Arkin says Sancho, Zakaria, and Botman. Botman is better than people are making out. I would love Varane, but I think going for him rules out fixing the midfield, says Arkin UK. And do you think Maguire and Aaron Wan-Bissaka are Ollie signings or Glazer signings, says Vader is dead? I think Ollie was more than happy to get those two players. I think the price of those two players was extortionate, but I think that the quality of the players is not... They weren't bad signings. We just spent a little bit too much on them. Man United must sign centre-back and midfielder and winger. If we win the title, Sancho may cost £80 million. Would you have Leeds winger Rafinha at Man United for cheaper price? Is Man United news now? I think that's a great question. And I'd say to the live comments, if I said to you, you can have Sancho and Varane, or you can have Sancho, you can have Rafinha, Varane and Rice, I would suspect, and I wish Solskjaer would push this, I would suspect that people would rather have Varane, centre-back and CDM than Sancho and centre-back, because we're not stupid. Manchester United fans are not stupid. It's great when we sign star players like Pogba, this, that and the other, but I think, you know, we're not stupid. We want to win the league. We want to stop City winning the league. We want to compete again. I mean, I think everybody knows that just buying a superstar on the wing is not going to be enough. We need, you know, three players is better than two anyway. We need a squad. You can see that with Man City and Chelsea. The more quality players that you have, the better. It's not about spending ridiculous amount of money on one player. You look at Harry Maguire and Aaron Wan-Bissaka, £130 million on two players. We probably could have got a very good centre-back and right-back from abroad and spent £70 million and had another £50, £60 to spend on something else. United have this history of spending a lot of money on one or two players when actually we need to probably... Look at Man City. Look at the way Man City spend money, whether it's under Pep or before. They very rarely go over £50, £60 million. And therefore, that allows them to buy three or four players instead of one or two players. And United desperately need to be thinking like that. With the Euros coming up, scouting is essential, says Steve Locke. We pay £48 million in terms of wages for our defenders and we still need the likes of McFred. We always spend on the wrong players, says Subo. And what about Eduardo Quaresma, the young centre-back from Sporting Lisbon? Weren't we linked to him, says Ryan. Look, I'm always a fan of players being brought in that you've not heard of. And when I say not heard of, I mean like in relation to there's not been a load of hype around them. I remember us buying Eric Bailly and it just came out of the blue. I like that sort of signing because it's good scouting and it shows that the club have scouted well. Now, in relation to, as I said, I've already said about Sancho, my feeling is that I do want him. but only if we're going to buy a top-class centre-back and a top-class CDM. If that money is being prioritised because the Glazers need a big hype signing that's going to get a load of positivity, I'm not happy about that, because that's just pulling the wool over the eyes. We need to build a team. Next season, my big fear, and I'll lay it out here, right? You buy Sancho, you don't invest in the centre-backs or the midfield, right? You go into next season, people are buying the shirts, people are feeling positive, let's let the Glazers off. We go into next season, we've got Sancho, we scored loads of goals anyway, now we've got Sancho, we're going to win the league. We go into next season, first 2 or 3 months, we start dropping points because the defence and the centre defensive midfield is not good enough. People go, Ollie should be doing better. Look at the quality of players he's got. He's got Sancho, Bruno, Cavani, Rashford, Pogba. He's got, you know, we're down in fifth. Get Ollie out. And the Glazers go, we're here for another 5 years. Let it run its course. Get Ollie out. Bring a new manager in. Rebuild 3 years. Bang. And that's my fear. And people can say I'm being a cynic, or people can say I'm being very insightful. But I think if the Glazers want to be here for a long time, their best strategy is just to buy one hype signing, Sancho. Watch it all fall apart next year. Replace the manager. It's the manager's fault. They get another 2 or 3 years with another manager. Rinse and repeat. The cycle continues. If the Glazers are serious about listening to fans, then a longer term, they've got to negotiate their way out of the club by, you know, releasing shares, etc. But they've also got to give the manager what he needs this summer. And Sancho on his own is not it. He needs a centre-back and a CDM. Bay game time plus swap Lindelof next year, says Jack. And would have Sancho, Varane and Rice. If we cannot get Sancho, then would not go for Rafinha. Ollie will never play him and will be on the bench like Van der Beek, says Mohamed. Interesting thought there. Am I the only person that thinks Aaron Wan-Bissaka could do the same job as Kimmich? He has the perfect kit to make the transition from right back to CDM. Lahm did it well. I think you are the only person, Archon, yeah, because I have never seen Aaron Wan-Bissaka as a centre-back, let alone a CDM. He's just not got the body balance for it. He's a full-back. He likes going to ground. I think he hasn't got... He's not got the composure on the ball. He's got no left foot. His speed is very much suited to the wing. I would think he would be totally and utterly unsuitable for centre-back or CDM. And I think, you know, you're almost joking comparing him to Kimmich. But look, you've got to respect opinion. Just a little bit further, I think I spoke about this yesterday. David De Gea, there's no transfer plan for David De Gea in the summer. The Roma thing, according to Fabrizio Romano, was a load of crap, basically. There's no truth in that. There's no talk with Roma. However, there is a story that Manchester United realised that there is an issue in the summer. Henderson and De Gea, it can't continue. And there's the word Sanchez-esque has been mentioned. What that means is United having to loan a player out on big wages to lose a load of money again. So, look, I can't say anything about this goalkeeper situation because I've never liked it. I've never liked the fact that we've got two good goalkeepers fighting with each other. Everyone talks about who we are going to sign. What do you think? What do you think are the realistic outs from our club in the upcoming transfer window? Says Subo. Welcome to the members club, Ernesto Pereira. I mean, on the outs, very, very difficult. Very difficult. I mean, I would hope Delo goes. I would hope Pereira goes. I would hope Mata goes. I would hope Matic goes. And not because I dislike those players, just because I think we need to be ruthless and trim the squad. We've got young players coming through. You need to give them a path to the youth team. That can be Laird. That can be Garner. That can be Hannibal, that can be Choueiré, that can be McNeil. These players need a path to the first team, and we can't do that at the moment. Brandon Williams needs to go on loan. I'll talk about Tuan Sebi in a moment. Lingard needs to go because we'll never get money for him like we'll get now. And again, if you bring Lingard back, he sits on the bench and he stops young players coming through. So, and it's best for Jesse to go. Tuan Sebi's interesting. I actually saw something today that United are relaxed on three options: staying, selling, loaning. Well, that just doesn't sound... It just sounds totally misreading the situation with Tuan Sebi. How can you sit there and say we're relaxed whether we sell him, loan him, or keep him? That doesn't really sound like a... Would we be relaxed about Bruno? Would we sit there and go, yeah, we're relaxed about Bruno, sell him, loan him, keep him? No, we'd be obsessed with keeping him. And this lackadaisical approach to Tuan Sebi is really frustrating because I think there's a really good player there. But We just don't seem to want to grasp it. I would play Twansebi tonight. I'd play Twansebi ahead of Bay. I think he looked far more on it than him. I just want to mention this again. The Casey Stoney thing, who's the female... obviously, she's a female. I'm getting my words wrong. She's the manager of the women's team. I was going to say she's the manager of the female team, but the women's team is what they're called, aren't they? So she's quit, and the rumours are that she's quit because of the appalling conditions that they have to train and deal with, which is a massive... I mean, look, it's not... It'd be bad enough anyway because of the way the club's been run, but it's an embarrassment for an institution like Manchester United to not be the forerunners in relation to women's football. And the treatment that appears to be going on there is just indicative of the way the club is run. There's been protests. People are very unhappy about the Super League. People are very unhappy about the stadium. People are very unhappy about the way managers have been backed over the recent years. But let's not forget, there are many rumours about the way that football club is run inside. Deterioration, cutting back. It's a big club. I've had more than one person say to me over recent years, that club is a massive club in name and name only. Behind the scenes, it's crumbling because there's the lack of investment all the way through that club. And if that is why Casey Stoney has left, then how embarrassing is that? You know, my daughter plays football. She'd love to play for Manchester United. To be honest with you, it's probably the same situation that Van Persie and Phil Neville and Wayne Rooney have had with their kids. Ex-United players who've ended up with their kids training with Man City. Why? Because Man City has better infrastructure and they're investing in their club and their communities. Whereas United, just it's not just about the football. The club is run badly from top to bottom. With Buffon leaving, De Gea should go to Juve, in my opinion, says Briars 2000. I always felt that De Gea would be a good goalkeeper for wherever he went, because I think he's a very good goalkeeper, but Juventus was a possibility, but they just won't have the money. Julian S says, this doesn't get mentioned enough, but if the Glazers sell 51% of the club, it should be mandated that the sales proceeds go into paying off the debt. Yeah, they're never going to let that happen, though, are they? They're going to want to pocket their money and keep the debt. De Gea, Ronaldo and Ramos to PSG, says Seish. Well, they've just renewed Navas's contract, haven't they? But we will see. They're going to have to do something with the goalkeeping situation. And look, I don't want De Gea to go. I think De Gea is iconic. I think he's United great. Why would we ever have sold Ronaldo? Well, we did, because he wanted to go. But what I'm saying is we're apparently forcing De Gea out. Would United ever have sold Rooney at 27 or Ryan Giggs at 27 or Roy Keane at 27 or Paul Scholes at 27? You know, we would never do it. I don't know why we're doing it with De Gea. But if De Gea is going to go, you've got to get money for him. You can't pay his wages to go elsewhere. It's just idiotic. Imagine if we did that with Wayne Rooney at 27 in his prime. We don't want you anymore, Wayne. And we're going to pay Juventus to take you on loan for a year. It's madness. It's another shit business decision. But this is the way this club is run. This is why you need football people at the top. Because if a manager... And look, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not going to be perfect. I don't know why people think that you can't scrutinise a manager's decision. Sir Alex Ferguson is the greatest manager there's ever been in sport, in my opinion. He made bad decisions. Jemba, Cleverson, you know, Obertson, Prunier. There's been loads of bad decisions Sir Alex made. Ollie might make a bad decision. Ollie might go, I want to go into this season with two goalkeepers and then I'm going to sell one of them. Oh, I want to sell De Gea, but we're probably going to have to pay him to go on loan somewhere. Well, if you had like an Edwin van der Sar or a football person ahead of him, above him, they'd go, hold on a minute, Ollie. What are you doing? We're not doing that. We're not paying millions and millions of pounds for a goalkeeper who's one of the best in the world to go on loan to somebody else. Look at it properly and deal with the situation properly. And I don't think Solskjaer ever gets that bounce back, because ultimately what we're saying is Solskjaer needs to be flawless because he's not getting anybody telling him no or yes or giving him advice. So this is what Mourinho was on about a few years ago. At United, you've got to be perfect because there's no football people above you. So if you get anything wrong, it's going to make a big impact because you make a decision and the people above you, they don't really know anything. And actually what you want in a football club, and Pep Guardiola's got it and Jurgen Klopp's got it, he's got people above him or working with him who will give him bounce back. They'll go, Pep, I don't know whether that's a good idea. And then, you know, that's how good management works. And this is why Manchester United have always been problematic, is that you know, I've worked in management, I'm sure many of you have, or even if you're talking with your mates down the pub or on the bus or down wherever, if you've got an opinion and you ask your mates about it and they go, tell you what, I don't actually quite agree with you. I think you're on the right path, but this. And then you go, that's interesting. Well, how's about this? Yeah, that's good. That ability to respect and trust people and openly have a chat with them and knowing that they're going to give you advice and you're going to construct something together, far better than the vacuum that Solskjaer's got above him where he goes, this is what I think, and everyone go, yeah, let's just do it. The club needs football people in it. We've been linked with an Atalanta centre-back, says ZA. Yeah, we've spoken about him. Romero, who is Argentinian. I don't think there's anything in it, but we have spoken about it. 23 years of age, right-footed centre-back. I mean, I don't know. He could be the cheap centre-back that we're going to look at anyway. I would say that, for me, I think that let's see what happens with the protest tonight. Let's see what happens going forward. But I don't... I expect Manchester United to spend money, but the more I think about it, the more I think that this scenario is most likely. Spend a load of money on Sancho and hope that that will be the big signing that everyone goes, yeah, the Glazers are spending money. Spend a load of money on Pogba renewing his contract and everyone will go, wow, Pogba's staying and we must be ambitious. Maybe Pogba will stay here because there's nobody can afford him. Maybe Pogba will stay here because we're going to chuck stupid money at him. I think Man United are desperate to keep Pogba and a new contract, and they're desperate to get Sancho. And if they get those two things, they think everyone will go out and buy shirts and everyone will get excited. But I would query it and say, all right, you get Sancho. All right, you get Pogba to stay. Are either of them going to play centre-back or in the midfield? No. Mark, could you see us getting a right winger, a centre-back in the summer and trying to get a CDM in January when the team still isn't right, says Mark Dobby. But I mean, Mark, ZA says Eid Mubarak, everyone. Going back to Mark Dobby's point, I mean, but this that wouldn't surprise me if that did happen, Mark, because we're always chasing our tail. We should have had Sancho this season and a centre-back this season so that this summer we're talking about a CDM. But because we didn't, you know, Bruno came in 6 months too late as well. Maguire came a year too late. You know, we were meant to get a centre-back that summer that Mourinho was here. So United are always chasing their tail. They never go out and get what they need to get. Look at Chelsea last year. All right, it didn't work under Lampard, but it's bloody working under Tuchel. The squad that they've got is unbelievable. Man City have got an amazing squad. United would rather spend 80 million on a big statement signing so they can get all the bloody fireworks going off. But actually, the clever clubs would use that 80 million to buy two players that they really, really need. We're linked to Barnley's centre midfielder, Wayne. No, I'm not read that out, Ross. I'm not stupid. Pat says, what if they do the same thing again with the minimum trades? I do think they're going to spend money because I think they have to spend money. But I don't necessarily think we're going to spend the money the right way. And to be honest, Ollie's got a part to play in that. Has Ollie not got a part to play in that? Remember what we were talking about? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wanting a striker. You know, maybe Ollie doesn't want... I mean, look, I will be honest on this one as well. I have said it. If he goes into next season with McFred and we start playing shit, I will be saying, I think it's the end of the road for Ollie. And I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that at all. I love Solskjaer. I think he's done really well this season. And I think that we're going to win the Europa League in a couple of weeks. But next season, how do you go to the next level if you're not going to buy players to take you to the next level? And if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer thinks that Scott McTominay and Fred are a way to try and win a title, well, he better be right about that, because if he's wrong about it, everyone's been saying it for bloody ages. So who knows what Solskjaer wants? Maybe Solskjaer's sat there going, don't buy me a midfielder. I don't want one. I hope he's not saying that, because it's blatantly obvious that we do need that. But we'll have to wait and see. What's your top signings this summer, says ZA? Easy. I want Varane at centre-back. I want Declan Rice at centre defensive midfield. And I want Sancho. I want those three signings. If I have to take two, I won't get Sancho. I'll get the CDM in the centre-back. Because I think we will always score goals with the players that we've got in the front four. But we will not always stop goals with the centre-backs and CDMs that we've got at the moment. We concede a lot of goals because of those four players. And I think Maguire needs somebody stronger next to not quicker next to him. Mark, thoughts on Lawler being at Ellen Road for the Spurs game, scouting a striker possibly, says Tom Oakley. Thanks for that super chat. Don't really know what you're talking about, but thank you very much. Um, We shouldn't get Buffon. He's about 90 now, isn't he? Mark, would you take 60 million and buy Bissouma and Samari or only Rice, says Anthony. Well, I think Samari's going to go to Leicester, isn't he? Kick-off tonight is 8:15. So, yeah, if it happens, 8:15. I mean, I've got to be honest. I will mention this now because obviously it's very important. De Gea for Ronaldo swap, says Anarud. I don't think that would happen. I mean, if De Gea is going to go, it'd be great to get a swap deal. It would, for somebody of that quality. What's going on with Van der Beek? Is there a grand plan? Oh, Van der Beek will be here next season. But let me just mention the protest, because a lot of people, myself included, want to see United play Liverpool tonight. But also, we all know there's going to be a protest there. And I think the impact of having the game cancelled is a very appetising thing for Manchester United fans, because it sends a very big statement again, doesn't it? I think what you're going to have tonight is a battle, a game of chess, I suppose is the better term, between protesters and Manchester United. Manchester United are absolutely desperate to get this game on tonight. And therefore, it would be a failure for them in front of the world if they can't do it. I don't think you'd be seeing things like points deductions. I think that would be very, very harsh. But United fans will want to get the game cancelled as well. And I'm sure many of you are open to that possibility because it sends a statement. My thought process is that United, to get that game on, you've got to get the players in the ground. And then there's so much outside Old Trafford. There's so much barriers. There's going to be so many bloody police and stewards there that it's very unlikely that United fans are going to be able to stop it once the game's got the players in. So I think that they'll try and get the players to the ground at ridiculous o'clock. I wouldn't be surprised if they're there for like 4 o'clock. 4 hours early, both teams. Because once they're there, aren't they? But it's going to be interesting how it plans out. I mean, maybe the protest has got nothing to do with stopping the players getting to the ground. Maybe it's got nothing to do with stopping the game. Maybe they've got something else. Evolution is always key, isn't it? Trying to do something a little bit different. Mark, how much do you think we have to spend? It was 100 million before the protest, says Shane O'Hare. I think if they're getting Sancho, they're going to have a net spend. Well, they're going to have a total spend of around 150 to 200 million pounds, which is why we won't do it, isn't it? But you think about Sancho's going to take you 80, a centre back's going to take you to about 125, and then a midfielder is going to take you to post 150. So you're probably talking about 160, 170 million to get what you need if you get Sancho. Now, you can probably knock 60 of that off by selling some players, but I don't know. If the game doesn't go on, we will most likely get a points deduction, says Abamanyu. Would you be massively bothered by a points deduction? Second place would be in jeopardy, but we're not going to not finish top. We're not going to not get second. We're not going to not finish in the top four. I don't know. If you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have given a shit about a points deduction. I don't want to be a voice for anybody. I have my opinion and you have your opinion. And I think the great thing about this channel is that I'll say something or somebody else will say something, and it gives you that opportunity to think it through and have your own opinion. That's the way it is. But look, ultimately, I said this a few weeks ago. I would take United being relegated to League Two or the National League to get rid of the Glazers, because we'd be pure again. So I'm not going to worry about points deduction in a Premier League season that will still make us get top four. And I think if you are worried about something like that, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do you really want change? Because change comes at a price. And sometimes to force that change, you've got to do things that ultimately in the short term aren't beneficial. So if you're asking me, am I bothered about a points deduction for United if this game gets cancelled tonight? No, I'm not. Because if it brings about change, it's worth it. And change can take on many forms. As I said last week, it doesn't mean that the Glazers will go if they give 51% up. They might want to stay. They might not want to stay. But 51% would give the fans what they want. So change is the thing that's needed here. The worst thing would be that this all fizzles out and in a year's time, Glazers out trending in the summer again because they haven't spent money. And then you look back at it in a year's time and you go, well, we had a big opportunity a year ago and we messed it up. You should apply to take over as director, says ZA. I don't know whether that would be a very popular decision. Anyway, look, we will have reaction tonight. Mark, your reaction to Casey Stoney resigning. I've already said it, Ishan. If you tune in at the right time, you would know what I think about it. I think that if it's true that Manchester United have underfunded the team, then that's a disgrace. Briars, apparently Juve, Real and Barca could be banned from Champions League. People in the chat have said we should target those clubs' players, says Briars. Fans need to be educated more on how we could hurt the Glazers' pocket and boycotting the sponsors. You buy the new Man United, you favour the Glazers, says Subo. Well, I've said that many times. I think if you buy a Man United shirt this summer, you're Glazers in. And I know that sounds really harsh, but I really do. I think if you're going to buy a shirt this summer, you're Glazers in. And, you know, if you can live with that, that's fine. But that's my opinion. Someone might say, well, I disagree with that. I want to get the shirt. It's up to you. Up to you. Anyway, let's have a look what else people are saying. Dalit would be a good signing. The problem the league got is Spurs fans are now saying we're going to get a game abandoned in protest on their owners. So a point deducted is possibility, says Daniela. Richard Arnold will replace Woodward Vashi if it's got... I'm not surprised by that at all. Richard Arnold basically is not a football fan. He likes rugby league. He's not a Manchester United fan. He's another Ed Woodward. So this is the thing. Ed Woodward resigns and people think, oh, it's going to lead to change. Richard Arnold is just another Glazers puppet. You know, exactly. There won't be any massive change there. Get Carrick out of retirement, says Shad. Yeah, interesting. My lineup tonight, I did it on the preview yesterday, Zedad, and I think it will be pretty much what we know. Just a reminder, if you're interested, we have got hoodies available now on the United Stand merch site. As you can see, we've got the mugs as well. I don't know whether people were aware that we've got the mugs. The link's in the video description, by the way. Lots and lots of things you can get your hands on. T-shirts. Don't get the Christmas stuff. That would be weird. But only new out yesterday. We've got a new t-shirt, just give it. And hoodies, for the first time, we've got hoodies. You can see it, there it is. Can't wait to get mine, actually. I'm more of a hoodie guy than I am a t-shirt guy. Do like the black one, very, very nice. And I do really like the yellow one, but I don't know. Do you think the yellow one would suit me? I do really, really like it. I like them all, but I do really, really like the yellow one. And I also quite like the white one, but... again, not convinced it's going to look good on me. But it's a bit like the zebra kit. Not sure it would look good on me. But anyway, links in the video description for all our merchandise, which you can get. As I said, we've got the mugs, which people were asking for. Lots of different t-shirt designs. Links in the video description for that one. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Check that out in the video description. We are going to be live later on with what? We don't know what we're going to be live with later on. We will see. Buy the United Stand merchandise, still supporting, says Steve Locke. And don't forget what Glazers tried to do with the Super League, says Sam. We'll see what happens with that. What am I up to today? I've got my FIFA career mode coming up at about 4:15. And then we'll be live from about 6 o'clock maybe with the watch along. So looking forward to that. See what happens with that. Check out the merch stuff in the video description if you're interested. Smash a like on the video. I'll speak to you all in a bit. Have a good day. Stay safe. Let's see what tonight brings.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.